This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dee Dee Smith joins me live in studio. She's with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. Hope you had a good weekend. It's good to see you.
Yes, thanks.
We want to talk about a recent meeting. The Ravana Water and Sewer Authority had a meeting, and you were there?
Oh, definitely. I've been to quite a few meetings lately.
So this is the latest meeting, and this is the first Ravana Water and Sewer Authority meeting after the vote heard around the city when we had three city councilors abandon the quote-unquote Norris plan and opt for something that more palatable to the county, sort of move over to the county side, as it were, I guess, might in some respects, might be one way to look at it. And, of course, that comes after the county has said that we will not compromise on this issue. We're going to instead try to change the minds of those serving on city council. And just days after they made that statement, within a few weeks, three minds on city council were changed. So what was the significance of what happened at this last Ravana Water and Sewer Authority meeting that caught your ear?
Well, there was definitely a really significant vote, and that was and the question being, could they authorize Schnabel, who is an engineering firm that is designing a new earthen dam, the dam of in question, whether they could authorize the continued design of the earthen dam. And there was a big question as to whether the city could authorize raising the pool height to 30 feet. So this is what the city council meeting was, the big coup was to change the height of the dam from a rise of 13 feet to 30 feet. So three city councilors did vote to raise the pool height to 30 feet. That was the vote from city council, and been no larger than that. Not a 42-foot dam with a 30-foot pool rise. It was 30 feet and 30 feet only. So there was a motion on the table at the Ravana meeting to authorize Schnabel to continue the design with a 30-foot pool rise. But that didn't speak to how high the dam was. And justifiably, Maurice Jones, who's on the Ravana board, who's our city manager.
Before we get confused here.
Okay.
You have the height of a dam, and then you have the height of the pool of water behind the dam.
Right, exactly.
City council in the 3-2 vote voted to raise the height of the dam.
Exactly.
Ravana Water and Sewer Authority had a vote about the height of the pool.
Right. Exactly.
Which obviously has implications as to the height of the dam that holds that pool back.
And what the county had been talking about earlier was a much larger earthen dam and only raising the pool height 30 feet. And that is not what city council voted for. So there was this big question. And in the end, the motion that Ken Boyd made at the Ravana meeting was to authorize the engineering firm to continue design of a dam necessary to raise the pool height 30 feet, but of an earthen dam. And Dave Norris voted against this, but the other two city representatives voted for it. And in my opinion, they should not have voted for that because it did include in the motion an earthen dam. And city council has distinctly not voted to construct an earthen dam over a concrete dam. There's still a big question as to what kind of dam.
In the city there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was you know reported widely that you know there was this dissent and but really in truth none of those city reps should have voted along with Ken Boyd's motion.
Yeah, we're talking with Dee Dee Smith. She's live in studio. 977-1070 is the phone number. It's 514 and 35 degrees in Charlottesville. Ken Boyd got something off of his chest at this meeting, and those are his words. You can really, and we'll play this clip for you, his frustration is palpable. Set this up for us. What was going on?
Well, the beginning of the meeting always starts off with an executive director's report and comments, response to comments from the public from a prior meeting. And the only comments that Tom Frederick actually reported on in his material pre-meeting were from me, actually, from comments I had made a couple months earlier. And he was responding to them. And Ken Boyd got really all flustered because he thought I was wasting the staff's time because I'm not an engineer. And I think you'll hear it that I didn't really have the right to question some of the facts in a recent study, and I wasn't questioning some of the facts. Actually, I was just reporting on them.
Yeah.
But he thought I did not have the right to do that because I'm not a licensed engineer.
Let's hear his comments in this audio recording. It's not fantastic. It's Seville Tomorrow audio, but I think you will be able to hear it. This is Ken Boyd at a most recent Ravana Water and Sewer Authority meeting.
The other thing I guess that concerned me is I was reading the responses to public comments today. I mean, anybody with no training whatsoever can come forward and question engineering reports, and we have to spend a lot of time going back and justifying what the engineering reports say. And I'm just wondering about the rest of the board. I think that I personally think it's a waste of our staff's time to have to go back and continue to take questions from untrained, people who do not have the educational background to bring it forward. Now, if we have an engineer that wants to come forward and put their stamp on something that says that, you know, this is my interpretation and why I think these numbers are wrong, then I think, yeah, that's a legitimate complaint that we ought to address and we ought to look at. But I think if any engineer who is looking at these numbers feels like these consultants have given us bad information, it's incorrect information, and they have a different observation, they ought to be willing to put their stamp on their opinion and put their reputation behind it. And I think that we're spending an awful lot of time staff's time going back over the same material over and over again, and I just had to get that off my chest because I think it's really a waste of Tom and his time. And we need to move forward with this plan, ladies and gentlemen. We need to not keep throwing up obstacle after obstacle. It's time to move forward with the plan. We can study it as we have forever. And I think the time for studying is over. We have done consultants report after consultants report. Each one of them gets interpreted differently by, again, as I said, very meaningful and good-natured people, but maybe they don't have the credentials to challenge some of the engineering reports that we've got.
That's a clip of Ken Boyd at a recent Ravana Water and Sewer Authority meeting, and Dee Dee Smith was there, and he was talking about you, Dee Dee.
Yeah, he was talking about me, and what actually the comment I had made during public comment was to point out that one of the new studies, in fact, did provide new information that contradicted the original plan. And so I wasn't questioning the engineering study. I was just pointing out that, in fact, they needed to take into account, if they're going to pay for all of these expensive studies, they really should be taking into account the new information. But Ken Boyd has said over and over again, as have others on that side of the question, that they have not heard any new information that makes them believe that the original plan was not valid. And so I was just pointing out this new information. But this brings up something we've talked about on this show before, which is that the plan, the original 2006 plan we hear a lot about, is in fact been changed already quite dramatically. And in fact, the current current plan to design this dam is very different than what was even permitted in 2006.
The county's already changed their mind from the original plan.
Exactly.
And what they changed
based
their mind to,
based on new information that an engineering study produced. So, you know, it's...
So they're clearly, the county interests who support this older plan, very willing to incorporate some new information and come up with a new plan, as long as it maintains this idea of this very big new reservoir that they want to build. Anything different than that, they're going to say, well, there's no new information there.
Right.
Even though I think any honest third party here would say there obviously is.
Oh, there's a tremendous amount of new information. And a lot of their information is now even 10 years old, and it's information using historic data. So they're missing the last 10 years of very important information. And that's, of course, how much water we're using.
Dee Smith, she is live in studio. It's an honor to have her here. Let's talk about dredging really quick.
I'd love to talk about dredging.
So let's play the clip first from the recent meeting, and this is Ken Boyd talking about dredging. And when we say dredging, we're talking about the South Fork of the Ravana,
right
up there near the Ivy Creek Natural Area.
Exactly.
And we are talking about dredging for water supply, dredging that reservoir to provide extra capacity that will allow a water reservoir to provide more water so people can use it.
Right. And what we're talking about is our largest and most productive reservoir built in 1966, which has lost some, about 20% of its capacity to siltation. We've never maintained it. And the plan in the, according to the Rivanna's 2006, even their amended one, is to let it completely silt in.
More or less. Yeah.
So what
and that's
talking,
a key component of the county's plan, that the water plan that the county is advocating, people need to understand this, is right. to abandon the South Fork of the Rivanna Reservoir.
Right.
Altogether.
Well, to allow the siltation to continue until there's virtually no storage left. So it will no longer serve as a storage facility, even though it is by far the largest and also has the largest watershed, which means it fills very quickly after a dry spell. This is a very important point, and we're going to abandon this for a reservoir that cannot fill itself, but is much larger.
But you still need the reservoir as a doorway to the pipeline to the new reservoir, right? You still need the South Fork to provide a sort of a pooling capacity to then move through that.
Right, but at that point, you can really only count on the flow of the river. You're not going to count on any storage. So it's only if the river is flowing high enough will you be able to even pump whatever limited amount of water you can pump at a time into the new reservoir.
Here's Kim Boyd talking about dredging.
I have a couple observations or comments. The first one was we continue to have brought up by the public the idea that dredging is still part of the water supply plan. And we put that to bed a long time ago. The last four board meeting we had, we agreed unanimously to look at dredging the South Fork, but not as part of the water supply plan. I mean, we can pull the minutes in the actual, I don't know if it's a consensus or vote that happened that time, but, you know, to sit here and say that why do you keep ignoring this? Can we never put anything behind us? Is something always fair game to bring back up and say, well, why aren't you doing this? Well, we decided we weren't going to do that some time ago. So I think that the public needs to go back and look at some of those meetings, and if I'm wrong, then I stand corrected. But I thought at that meeting we said the dredging was not going to be part of the water supply plan.
That's a recent comment of Ken Boyd. Dredging is not going to be a part of the water supply plan, and this is a closed issue.
Well, that's not what City Council is saying. And in their resolution, they did support restorative dredging of the South Fork, at least the uppermost part, which is the sandy part. Is the easiest to dredge. But
Kim Boyd is saying we voted on this already and it's done.
No, and I have no idea what he's referring to in that four board meeting. But more recent statements by City Council, including Mr. Hoosier, who publicly said at the council meeting at which he voted to raise the pool height 30 feet.
Raise the dam height.
Dam height. Not the pool height, the dam height. Exactly. Dredging needs to be part of the solution. Those are his words. Kristen Sakas on your show, when you interviewed her, said dredging was going to be part of the water supply plan, because she was referring to when we gain capacity by dredging, it will defer the need to build the pipeline. And if that doesn't mean it's part of the water supply
plan. Is that
plan,
really why the county interests don't want to see dredging for water supply at South Fork ever again?
Oh, yeah. They may never get their pipeline because
we'll
have
plenty of water.
And the pipeline
is the key ingredient to the new reservoir they want to build.
Right. Exactly. And it's also a key ingredient to taking any water from the Mormons River, because right now the Ragged Mountain Reservoir is filled via the Mormons River Sugar Hollow Dam. So we store water high up in the mountain. It's the cleanest water in the whole system, and it flows by gravity down to Ragged Mountain and or to the Observatory Water Treatment Plant. That will change according to, if they're able to implement their plan, they'll cut off that pipeline and build a new pipeline between the South Fork of the Rivanna River and the Ragged Mountain Reservoir. The problem is they don't know what the route is of the pipeline. They really don't know how much it's going to cost, whether it's feasible. And what Rivanna has done is to say, well, we don't need to know that yet because it won't be for, and at first they were saying 10 years, now they're saying 20. And now they're saying, not even, we'll just build it when we use so much water that we need it. So the fact is, it is certainly possible that pipeline will never be built.
Which is the critical part, again, of the county's water supply plan, of this big new reservoir that the county wants to build.
Right, but they will fill that expanded reservoir from the Mormons River. They will do it. Nobody's disputing that. They're not disputing it. They will suck all the water that they need from the Sugar Hollow Mormons until such time that they find another way to fill it. And they think that if that's the South Fork pipeline, fine. But right now, that's now 20 years out.
And I always come back to this, the conservative approach to this would be, let's spend as little money as we can. Let's not open the door to a big government solution. Let's figure out how we can involve the market in an approach to this.
Exactly.
And yet the county is turning their back on all of this. And really, by saying we're not going to dredge for water supply, that is not the conservative position. The conservative position would be, let's use some of the resources we already have and figure out how best to use them and preserve them instead of having to spend all this new money, all this new public money, and sea rates go up to build something completely new that we don't necessarily need.
Well, not only do we not need it, it is exactly the wrong place to build it. The Ragged Mountain Natural Area, which is where the reservoir will be expanded, has virtually no watershed. It cannot fill itself. So there will always be...
You have to pipe water into it,
yeah,
in other words.
Yeah, you're captive. And this is most important in terms of a drought, because let's remember, we're only building capacity in case of a drought. This has got nothing to do with where we get our water every day under normal and even semi-dry conditions. That will continue to come from the Ravana River. This is only in case of a drought. Let's say we have a drought like we did in 2002. Let's say we're using more water and we deplete our resources to 50%, sort of like we did in 2002. They can't refill that. We will be under drought watch until such time as our reservoirs are filled back up to a legal capacity. We will have to remain in drought watch for an extended period of time until they can fill it.
Assuming that the county gets its way and builds the new
exactly.
reservoir that they want
and
to build.
This is why the South Fork Ravana Reservoir is so valuable. And we saw it again this summer. Our water resources were depleted quite a bit this summer, even though we were never in drought watch. But it was within a day or two that the South Fork was filled back up because it drains so much water. It took one or two good rains, and it was back full. And that is what you will not have with an off-stream reservoir with no
which is what
natural
the county wants,
infill.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.